What's up, Mixed Emotions family? It's your girl, India, and we're here to tell you about the Mixed Emotions Hotline.
It's your boy, Mr. Wavy Willis. If you got questions about family issues, relationship advice, or random thoughts you feel like we can answer for you, you can call or text us. Hey, Dom Arrows, what's the number?
The number is 863-438-1156. Again, that's 863-438-1156. Keep in mind that you could call or text anonymously. If you want your name to be in it, we will play it as it is over the podcast. With that being said, let's get to the show.
What's up?
Yeah. We back in the building. Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Episode 133, you know.
Can you believe that?
Man, I
that's
I can't.
Crazy.
Every time I listen to our podcast and we say the number going up, I'm like, I just sit back and think about when we first started doing all this.
Mm-hmm. Came a long way.
Oh, yeah. And I know you guys, like, what's going on? Where is Dom? Yes, Dom is absent right now. He'll be back next episode. I'm pretty sure Everybody's like, man, y'all, so y'all just all taking turns, huh? Y'all taking a break right now?
We rotating shifts at this standpoint.
All right.
That's all right, though. He had some things to handle, so we're holding it down. They held it down for me last week, so it's the least I can do.
All right, bro. He said that. Ah, you funny, man. But yeah, it's going to be all good. Y'all in for a good episode, the good show, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But we gonna keep it cordial like we've been doing. It's your girl.
India. It's your boy.
Dahmer. Oh, it's Dahmer. What
it's the
Wavy Willis. Right, look at that. That's crazy, right?
He gonna be like, what the hell? Y'all trying to replace me?
Oh, man, that might be, wow. Could we? Nah, we couldn't do that.
No. He gonna text us. Oh, I see. I see how it is.
We can't do that.
Oh, gosh. No.
But Mr. Wavy
Willis, I appreciate you keeping it up front, though.
All right, I'm trying. Hey, man, we being cordial. You know, we, like, I did it with me, and we did it with you. So I was like, all right, even at the last episode, towards the end, I thought we was gonna, you know, we just kept it peaceful. You know what I mean?
That's what's
ain't up. Nobody ain't trying to hurt anybody. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Because listen, I be sweating bullets at this point. I'm checking all my social media because you never know.
That is true. But don't worry, we all gonna come back as a collective. Then somebody gonna try to do something. I ain't saying it's me.
It's probably gonna be Dom.
Probably so. You probably replied. Why are you off right now?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put it past him.
Well, but let's get into it.
How was your week?
Man, let me tell you about my week. This is my second week on the job.
Okay.
It's been going good so far. I can't complain. Working nights. It's very different. All I can say is, like, I go in, do what I'm supposed to do. Then if I realize it's the next day, you know what I'm saying? Go in Monday night, Tuesday morning. So, you know what I'm saying?
You feel like it goes by fast?
Yeah, it kind of does. Cause look, what department I'm in. When I first get in there, it's like, it's like a shift change. So when we all come in, everybody, oh, you got this. I'm like, all right, cool. So I talked to the person that's about to leave, pretty much hand me the, keys to the the company. Like, take over your time. I'm like, all right, bro, cool. So that was cool. Coming home, trying to make sure I balance out, take a nice hot shower, then make sure I'm dealing with baby, shout out to the wife. She's like, all right, I got you for a little bit. Then after that, he all yours. I'm like, okay.
That's what's up. Y'all got a system going.
Yeah, we trying to keep it going, but he trying to mess up the system. So
that's how it goes, especially when they get to that teething stage.
Oh, my God.
They hit
coming.
That sleep regression. It's like, oh, let's wake up now.
It's coming, man. Like we've been introduced him to like cereal right now, the baby cereal. So that's kind of helping more. So it's just, man. That's my little dude. I love him. You know what I mean? But sometimes you want to put him in the headlock. I really want to put him in the headlock. I was like, bro, what's he turning 5? His own. Then he's going to be like, why I'm in the headlock, dad? Like, you know why? Homer, you were 4 months. Remember this day?
No. Oh, no.
You remember this day? No, I was just playing.
He's going to be like, dang, dad, you sure can't hold a grudge.
Mm-hmm. But that, man, it's been cool. It's all love. Just, again, shout out to my wife. And love family. That's it. That's all what's going on my end.
That's what's up.
Yeah. What about you?
Let me tell you. Mm. I've been getting my ass kicked at work. I mean, A-Town stomped.
Oh, wow.
Dang.
You had enough.
It's been so damn bad. Like, it's to the point where I go to work and I'm like, what do my clients have for me today? Like, and I think that's a part of like being in social work.
Mm.
It's nice because I never really get bored. Because you just don't know what to expect. You don't know what kind of shit your client's about to just pull out. And yeah, it was a rough week. But it's fine. It's fine.
Hey, you got
a little vacation coming up soon.
Hey, I'm excited. Y'all about to be like, girl, let me tell you I effing love you. No, it's not y'all.
I was about to say, you know, usually I would say you wrong, but at this point, you might be onto something.
It's so funny. So funny.
And then today I got to see my mom and my siblings. My little brother got fitted for a tux.
Oh.
For ball.
Oh.
For a New Year's Eve dance. So.
New Year's Eve dance.
Keep myself together for that. Yeah.
For school?
For school, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know that wasn't a common thing until girls were like, that's a cool idea. And I was like, I thought everybody did that, but I guess not.
I don't know nothing about, you know, Midwest. I don't know nothing about that.
I know.
Your ass at home, you at home. That's it.
Right? With our little sparkling juice. That's it.
Oh, man. Oh, thank you. I need to put Welch's. Sparkling grape? Oh, white grape? I'm on it. That's my alcohol. I'll be like this.
You don't want any real champagne?
Hell no, bro. Like, my mama, I remember when I was a kid, she had brought that out, and I was like, oh, let me get the whole bottle. She's like, boy, no. She poured me some little champagne, and I was like, nah, I want the bottle. I want to be doing this.
They were stingy.
Yeah, I was like, bro.
It was fake.
Right. It's like, it's too much sugar. I'm like, it's a perfect time. Just give it to me. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But now I'm about to pick that up. I'm gonna do that tomorrow. I'm gonna get like 2, maybe 4 bottles. I'll be on New Year's like yeah.
If you bring that shit out, I promise.
I am. It's gonna be that look. I'm so getting funny. That tomorrow. About to be chill on ice. Pop up. Yeah. Hey. Yo,
and I believe you.
That's my go-to, man. Shout out to mom. She put me on.
Oh my gosh.
I only do the white grape.
You only do the white grape.
I only do the red if they don't have the white grape, but the white grape is my go-to.
The white grape is pretty good.
Mm.
I haven't had it in a long time because I was just drinking, you know, real
shit. That's my, man. When you get that, you be like, right there, shout out to Martin.
That little ting right there.
Right there, like, oh, God. Oh, God. But, yeah.
It feel real then.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I have a question for you.
Oh, dang.
Before we get into mixed culture,
that's what we do.
I have a question for you because I watched a TikTok.
Okay.
This week.
All right.
And it was saying that 50% of people don't have like a voice in their head, like they can't think to themselves.
Oh, nah.
Like if they read a book, you know how. Well, whenever I'm reading, I can hear my voice in my head reading the words.
Yeah.
Do you have a voice in your head?
Yeah. I blame my dad because we asked him one day. He pretty much made the statement. He's like, I talk to myself because I know I'm going to get the right answers.
And I was oh my gosh.
That's not good sometimes.
How alarming.
Yeah, but no, I do that though. Like, that's like if I'm, if like you said, if you're reading, if I'm about to send a text, or yeah. if I'm driving, or just like anything, like mentally at the mind, like if I'm doing something or a situation come up, like,
yeah.
Like, why did I handle it different? You know what I'm saying? Like, I may not say it out loud, but I'm thinking it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. So yeah, you can hear yourself have a thought.
Yeah.
There are people who don't have any voice.
Really?
Like, this woman said she reads something.
Mm.
She comprehends it. And then that's it. Like, she doesn't hear herself reading it in her head. Like, mentally.
So, right now, you're sitting here like...
So like, if you were reading a menu and you were saying to yourself, like, do I want the chicken nuggets or do I want the burger? Like,
right.
What do I want? Nah, I just had a burger yesterday. I'll do chicken. She can't do that.
Hmm. Really?
Is that part of mental?
I
don't know.
Billy, disability, you know what I mean? Like, did they not?
A mental health issue.
Yeah. You know what I mean? I thought everybody has that.
Me too.
Yeah.
It blew my mind. Never heard that shit.
Wow. That's random, but damn. I didn't think about that.
No.
If you had those issues, maybe there's a hotline. You can reach out to people. You can go to somebody, go to therapy. You know what I mean?
Not a hotline.
Let me not say. I'm just saying, like, because we all do that. Like, if I'm sitting here or playing a game or brushing my hair, like, I'm brushing my hair, I'm thinking, like, okay. You know, so I'm not talking out loud, but I'm thinking, like, what I'm doing today. Like, I'm always, yeah, your mind is, it's like a thought process. I remember way back when I was young, I think it was like a TV commercial. I think it was like a car or whatever. I don't know if it's true or not. And it was saying, like, a person could have, like, 3,000 thoughts in their head in one day. And they'll just, you constantly thinking about something. A thought process.
Yeah.
And then when you get that thought process, it's the one thing you pluck and you try to save and use, or you know what I mean? Like, it's the wheels in motion in your head, it's gears. That's weird.
It is so weird to me. She was like, I don't have a little voice in my head. I just comprehend things and keep it moving. I said, shit.
Okay, that's cool.
I definitely hear myself talk.
Right. Good for you. That means good for you.
That must be peaceful as hell.
Right. Nah. I'm all in my head. I'm like,
Same.
good question. Okay, you caught me.
I had to ask. I'm sorry.
This off the books. We didn't rehearse this. None of this.
We didn't. Damn. We didn't. Oh. I just needed to know.
Oh, my bad. Let me do what I'll be doing. Hey, y'all, listen to this episode right now. Stop what you're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, stop whatever you're doing right now. Stop what you're doing. Go to our YouTube page, Mixing Motion. Mr. Motion 90, pull us up, like, subscribe, leave a comment, you know what I mean? Like, subscribe, and leave a comment, you know what I mean? Come on, man. Even if you don't watch the whole thing, you know what I mean?
Please.
Hey, man,
I don't care if you watch it. Just like it.
Right.
And subscribe. That's
all you got to do, man. Because, hey, man, shout out to Dom. Like, he's one of the hardest working guys I know right now. Like,
he is.
He's editing. Editing the podcast and editing the YouTube videos for us, so.
And working.
That's three jobs. Well, damn, the four or five jobs of one that he got. Shit. So.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People ask, I know, if y'all got a video, we'll watch the videos. I'm like, now we got the videos up. Hey, come on, like.
please.
But shout out to Dom Rails for that. But yeah, let's get into it, man.
Yes. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, emotional. Oh, Jesus. Oh,
Dom.
I pulled a Dom.
Yeah.
Damn. He's going to be like, damn, y'all really messed with me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, for mixed culture, first, we have, of course, the Kanye and Drake concert, charity event, whatever you want to call it, that they did for Larry Hoover.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was pretty epic. Of course, it's a hot topic of discussion because they just had beef. They got over the beef.
Supposedly
now
beef.
They're. Yeah. And when they get over shit that quickly, I'm like, was y'all beefing for real?
But I think it was, I remember I seen a picture of Jay Prince, like he's the peacemaker, and it was like, Jay Prince is at the in the end, he was the right-hand corner or left-hand of the video, whatever you want, the picture. He's there, you know, it's Drake and Kanye, you know, they ain't smiling, but they like, alright, we cordial, you know what I'm saying? So yeah. It's all good. I just look at it, bro, I feel like it was just a stunt to boost up the album sales. It is what it is, bro. Like,
and it works, damn it. They got us.
That's why I told the wife, I was like, man, it's almost like the 50 versus Kanye. When they was like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, which everybody knew that Kanye was about to,
I don't know. I like 50.
Yeah.
But Kanye. But back to Kanye and Drake. shout out to Dom Rose because he actually sent us the link. You know, it was on Amazon Prime. I think it's still on there. It may not be, but they performed their concert there on Amazon Prime. So, hey, man, all I can say is, like, the highlights of what I saw, they did their thing. They performed. They split it up because Kanye performed first and Drake came out. Like, where they was, like, you know, hyping each other up, like, back and forth type deal.
Yeah.
So,
and they performed each other's songs, too.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty cool.
It's kind of... It was interesting when Kanye performed Drake's song, but I was like, okay. Hey, we're...
I just left it at that.
Yeah, you know. But Kanye... How can I put this? I don't mind him singing, because it's like... you can go with it, you know what I'm saying? Even with Drake, it's like... You can go with the flow of the song, you know what I'm saying? So it's not that bad. It's just...
Right.
I was like, it's cool, bro. But it's for a good cause to try to get that Larry Hoover free, you know what I mean? So I'm glad they worked their differences aside, because even after you seen them, that they was coming down like the ramp or the stairs, you know? I even seen videos where it was like, oh, their microphone was still on. I think it was Avion Crockett and somebody else that was making fun. Like, man, we walked down the stairs. I still don't like what you said about me. Man, what up?
Oh, my God.
Like, come on, it's the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, so, he would be the one to do it, though.
Yeah, good job, though. So I messed with it. But nah, man, they're both one of my artists that I rock with heavily. So just, I'm glad they came together and just worked it out. It would be great. I seen what Don posted. He was like, man, I remember back in the day, it was like J. Cole and Kendrick were supposed to come out with something.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Broke my damn heart. Mm-hmm. They still ain't came out with that shit.
Nope.
It's terrible.
If they were to, like, come out with something, like pull a Jay-Z or Beyonce, just drop an album, and nobody knew, bro.
The internet would go crazy, especially everybody who was around that time and was like anticipating them to come out with an album together.
But hey, shout out to Kanye and Drake, though, man. Shout out to.
Yeah.
They did their thing, man. That's funny.
It does seem a little stunt like.
It is.
Yeah.
To me personally, it is, but hey, it worked out for the right reason. So, yeah.
Exactly. I agree.
Man, you know, but they all good singers. But speaking of people that think they're good singers, that they got the flow with the national anthem. Let's talk
this
about
this nigga
it.
Won't leave us alone.
I'm be honest with you. Jacquees, the king of R&B. So as he called it, though.
Listen, I saw that video and I was crying laughing because who called his ass was like, I know who will get Jacquees.
I feel like, I'm not going to say this, but I feel like now the NBA they just pick people that know, they think that may be able to sing the song. Or maybe he try to like give it a little flavor or so, or whatever, but like, man, just sing it regular and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? But.
And them E's be tearing his ass up. The land of the free. Let that shit go.
But oh my thing gosh. Is, you gotta I feel like they did. Come on, you got a singing coach. Somebody's like, or maybe you don't have the right person in your camp backing you up. Like, that sounds good, don't it? Yeah, man. Yeah, you about to kill that.
No, you about to fuck him up with this one.
Yeah. Yeah, literally, you're going to fuck them up. They're going to be laughing at you. You're going to be the new, you're going to be out there with Fergie next, so.
That's a damn, oh, not Fergie. Please. Because her ass still ain't recovered. They made a remix out of it. The basketball players was dancing to the remix. I said, damn, bitch, you ain't never going to sing at a game again.
Bro, yeah. My thing is, use that as your, you can use it to make money. You know what I'm saying? Like, just take advantage of that. That's all I'm saying. Take advantage of it.
I tell you what.
Jack Weiss,
but the
man.
Cover king. The Jack cover Weiss. King.
Yes. I thought he was done. Like, I haven't heard anything from his, like, it's been a while, but.
L. Mahan came out with no new songs for him to cover.
Yeah. That's true. He waiting on somebody.
He is. Waiting on his opportunity, but he. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what it's going to take. I don't know.
We're going to see, man. I wish, you know, the king of R&B nothing but the best. Nothing but
oh,
the
my gosh. You
know, so I had to try to add an E to the best knuckle.
Please. Please. That's crazy. All right. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's get it.
For hypothetically.
Mm.
All right. I don't have a monkey wrench for you this week. Mm. So okay. Don't worry. It's actually pretty simple. So if you could have a dinner party with five celebrities.
Okay.
Dead or alive.
All right.
It doesn't have to just be musicians. It could be actors, actresses, whoever.
Okay.
Who would your five people at your dinner party be?
All right.
Don't say Jay-Z.
Oh, no, no. You ready?
Okay.
First of all, I'm going to the original king of pop, MJ, Michael Jackson.
Come on, Michael Jackson. Straight out of Gary.
Cause I'm y'all gonna make fun of me, but if I had him at a dinner party, I'm be like, hey, man, I do eat dinner and everything. Can you teach me how to do the moonwalk? Because to this day, I still don't know how to do the moonwalk.
I would never make fun of you. That's a great ass question.
I need the. Hey, can you teach me the moonwalk? Let me get the hee hee. I need all that, you know. So MJ, then my second guy. Growing up watching this is gonna be interesting, but if I had a chance, Bruce Lee, the legend.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up.
I grew up watching kung fu movies, so shout out to him. So I had to have Bruce Lee. You know what I'm saying? Coming through like. Wars like a river. You know? I'm like, all that stuff, I need that. I need that. I need that training, sensei. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, please.
You know what I mean? I need that. You know what I mean? So Michael Jackson, Bruce Lee.
Okay.
Man, I gotta have my boy. I gotta have my boy Logic. He gotta come through.
Cool. Logic, okay. We got somebody living.
Yeah, got somebody living. I mess with Logic. Gotta have Logic in there. You know what I'm saying? Get to pick his brain. I know you play the game stuff. You know how to solve. Mm-hmm. He a Rubik's Cube master, like solving all that stuff. I'm like, I don't know how to do that, but if you teach it, brother, maybe I'll learn. You know what I'm saying?
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Then you that's already know. I gotta have my guy that's crazy off the wall. Kanye, what's up? Or Ye?
He would definitely keep it lit.
Oh yeah,
for sure. He gonna
be, nah, nigga, I had these mashed potatoes are not good. I'm like, oh, okay, all right, we'll get you something else. All right,
chill out.
It's okay. They'll it's okay, Ye. It's okay. MJ, I know you here right now, but you're not the great. I'm like, okay. Okay.
Oh, damn.
Calm down.
I could see him doing that, though. Or Michael.
So I got MJ, Bruce Lee, Logic, Kanye. Okay. And my fifth
Who's
person.
Your last one?
My last person. I got a famous person or it could be anybody. At the dinner party.
It could be anybody. Yeah.
You know what? Who would be my last person at the dinner party? I wanna give it to my boy Drake. But
that would be a real interesting dinner party.
Yeah, man. Cause Drake trying to talk to Michael Jackson, trying to do the moonwalk too.
Of course.
That'd be a good collab. Only person, see, it'd be Bruce Lee, just be the person in the corner, just like.
Who the fuck?
Why am I here? Ain't I, Bruce? You chose me. We gonna, after you finish eating, we gonna have an exhibition. You gonna train us and stuff like that, whatever. But right.
So he's like, I'm here for a job.
Right.
You hired me.
Man, you know what? I'm gonna keep it simple. It's gonna be Drake. I'm gonna have Drake there.
Okay.
I'm gonna tell this Michael Jackson.
Hide the bottles.
You said hide the bottles?
Yeah. Just in case him and Kanye ain't really over that shit.
Oh man, yeah. No, the concert looked like they was fine. So Michael Jackson, Bruce Lee, Logic, Kanye, Drake. They'll be all at my dinner party, man.
That's a good setup.
It'd be dope. Now, at first, thought about having Diddy at my dinner party, but he probably tried to take over. He was like, take. My Diddy, no.
Leave that nigga at home.
Diddy, sit down. No, take that. Bad boys.
No, he's weird. He's weird.
Well, so who you bringing?
Ooh, okay. I'm going to have Denzel Washington.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jamie Foxx.
Ooh, okay.
Because I'm trying to laugh. Okay. Yeah. And then I need an artist in there. Damn. I think all my people are going to be actors and actresses.
I respect it.
Yeah. Let me see. Viola Davis. That's three, right?
So you got Denzel, Jamie Foxx.
Denzel, yep, Jamie, Viola.
Mm-hmm.
Rihanna.
All right. Damn. Okay.
I got to have Rihanna there. That's going to be weird as hell. She going to be like, why the fuck am I here? Who invited me? And then, who's my last one? Oh, shit. Keke Palmer.
Keke Palmer. Pray tell why?
I love her. I love her.
Why? Why Keke? No, I didn't. Whoa.
She's hilarious.
What's she be doing?
I've always wanted to meet her. She's funny.
Is she? Hey, I don't know.
You don't think so?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Only time I seen Keke Palmer in two things when she was in Tyler Perry movie. That was it. Then I remember she had a Nickelodeon show, VP something on Nickelodeon.
True Jackson.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah, that was the only two things I remember seeing her in.
But she's always like hosting stuff.
Oh.
She's got funny one liners. Can't be. No? Okay.
Man, you know what? Scratch that. Now I got to change my whole... What? I got to change everything now. I'm changing my whole thing now. Because you said comedy. Okay. I got to have comedy. Man, so I got to get... All right, I love Bruce Lee, but I got
to
take him
out. I knew he was about to lose his invite.
But I'm going to put you back in there. Give me Marlon Wayne. So Michael Jackson, Marlon Wayne's. Then I'll take Logic.
Damn. Okay.
Kanye and Drake, I love y'all. I got to throw y'all back out to the river. So give me Samuel Jackson.
Oh,
because I got to have somebody say motherfucker at a dinner party because this motherfucker fool right here. I need that. All right. So Michael Jackson, Marlon Wayans, we got Logic. Then we got Samuel Jackson. Is it my last?
Yeah.
Man, do I want another? I want to have a conversation with I want to have a conversation with Will Smith.
Oh, yeah. Pick his damn brain and see what the fuck going on.
Because I want him to get so serious in our conversation that he get choked up and start doing the Will Smith crying. I'm like, oh, that's real.
I
need that.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, but it's so bad conversation, you get emotional tension. Then Samuel Jackson be like, hey, that motherfucker shut that up. We ain't here for that. No, like that.
He'd be the one to do it, too.
I had to switch it up. You gave me, yeah. And I need Marlon because his ass going to be hyped.
you now I have to scrap mine. Not the whole thing.
Okay.
But Kiki's out. And I'm gonna put Bernie Mac in there.
Oh, we got an icon there.
Yeah.
Shout out to
Bernie Mac. I would have loved to meet him. He's hilarious.
Man, if I before my time, that would have been great to go to a stand up. I'm still trying to when the time comes go to a stand up, like especially still got to see Tony Baker. Well, the whole Tony Baker crew, Keon Poli, all of them, DC, all of them. So
yeah,
one day it's gonna happen.
It'd be worth it for sure. But,
so you don't got nothing in the hypothetically, no monkey wrench, no coming, like nothing.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Without it getting like morbid.
Is that morbid? Oh my god. Oh no! Here you go. But what would you serve at the dinner party?
Oh, damn. I feel like I would have to be upscale. You can't just have burgers and shit for them type of people. You gotta have, like, lobster and... I think I would do seafood.
So that would be your dinner party seafood platter?
Yeah, like lobster and salmon and all that. All that stuff.
Oh, you fancy. Nah, these things are getting McDonald's.
What you trying to have?
Nah,
you ain't feeding them no like, damn McDonald's. Well,
you get where you came from, right? Huh? Better eat this damn McDouble, nigga. Nah.
You would never feed Samuel Jackson McDonald's.
Yo, he would throw
you
that
wouldn't hear the end of it.
He would throw that shit in my face like, did you really bring me over here for a Big Mac and a fry and a Coke? Motherfucker, I could have got this anytime.
Yeah, by myself.
Hey, pull the ex-president, Donald Trump, when the football team.
Oh, my
gosh. And brought McDonald's, KFC, he's like, it's great, right?
He was so fouled for that shit.
Like,
a good spread.
Like, bro, how much money you make? You telling me you couldn't go and afford... They gonna love it. They gonna eat good, huh? And you know, you in high school, you gonna eat either way it go. But it's just like,
yeah,
I'm coming to see the president, and I can't have no real food, bro. Like
a damn Big
like
Mac,
the top tier. Yeah, but I can get this at fucking home.
Mm-hmm.
But I would serve. Man, it'll be I want to say I would do like surf and turf too, but then yeah. I was thinking like something exotic. But nah, I ain't doing all that. Like our old episode, do like Dom talking about, yeah, if it's a served dolphin, if it's eatable. I'm like, okay.
Hell like, nah. Not the dolphins.
Nah, I ain't gonna do that. I don't want Peter coming after me. But nah, please. Man, it will just be something more. Yeah, I think it'll be surf and surf, but it'll be like more upscale. Like I'll get shout out to Gordon Ramsay in the kitchen. Yo, I have to cook it right. What are you doing?
Right.
Yo, fuck.
You and you, fuck off.
Fuck off. That dude.
I love him.
He's good, bro, but I'm pretty sure he gotta go on vacation because when you yelling at somebody for that long, you gotta be for like an aneurysm about to pop off in your head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yelling. Ooh.
And it's every episode.
Mm-hmm. That's why you need that kids show to like balance out.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay, you did a good job. It's all right. It's okay.
He be talking to them like they fought. Well, they are fighting.
Yeah, but they little. You know what I mean? It's like it's okay.
Yeah.
I told him, it's all right.
But people, them adults, be crying in his face. The fuck are you bloody crying about?
Right.
Damn.
My fights.
He don't give a damn. But yeah, my table.
Okay.
That's it.
That's a nice little hypothetical. Okay, I respect it, homie.
Thanks. I was trying to think of something at work. I was like, damn, it's my week. My ass.
Hey,
I ain't got nothing.
Mine's was three things. If people haven't heard already, but I know you haven't, but it's pretty much either flying, super speed, or the ability to create anything out there. Anything.
Damn.
So out of those three, which one would you pick?
I'd probably pick flying just because my ass is late to work all the fucking time.
But what? Oh my God, really? The ability to create anything out of air, India, that means you can create a teleportation. You gonna pick flying over that? Nah, I'm gotta hear this. Oh my God. Bro, if it's raining outside, yo, you're going to be flying in the air like, hey, India, why you so wet? Oh, shit. Drowned in my car. I don't know. You pick flying over super speed or the ability to create anything. I mean, you think about it, you could create, India, really? Flying? You really want to be Superwoman out here? Huh? You want to be flying in the air? Okay.
I didn't know you would get so upset that I didn't pick it.
Lying? Oh my God. Yeah. I'm telling your brother gonna have to hear this because this is flying.
I was just playing.
Okay. Ooh.
Oh my God.
We all know flying. Yeah, when you young, look at me, I can fly. Nah, bro, we off that. We good.
No, shit, I'm about to make some fucking money out the air.
Right. They, well, be careful with that, too, though. Since you didn't get a chance to, but the thing was, you had a... So, pretty much, if you, whatever power you chose, mm-hmm. that's your income. So, you have to find a way to use that income with your powers for a whole year. So, pretty much, it'll skip a year. Next year, you wouldn't have your powers. So, you have to maintain a whole year without your powers.
See how elaborate yours are? I gotta set my damn game up.
It's all good, man, but don't choose no flying.
I won't.
All right.
You said, are you serious, India? I was like, damn. I guess not. Trying to look up my childhood dreams.
I gotta, here you go. Did you hit me with a question earlier?
What's up?
I got a question for you right here.
Okay.
So when you're sleeping at night, mm-hmm. do you still get the urge to, like, do you feel like somebody's, like, I don't know, maybe it's me all the time. I feel it. I'll be, like, half asleep. But do you mm-hmm. feel like somebody watching you sometimes? Like, your
Hell
body
no.
is... You don't feel it? Bro.
I've had sleep paralysis before.
How is that?
So, I would be, like, asleep on my back. And basically what happens is you feel like... It's like your brain is awake, but your body isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to move, but like you can't. Like you can't move. You can't say anything.
Oh, so you're paralyzed.
Yeah, like you're literally paralyzed. I've had that before, but I never felt like.
Nah, I had the ones where I'm mid sleep, and then mm-hmm. if I feel like somebody watching me. I wish a motherfucker would. Like I get ready. I wish a motherfucker would. You know,
with that sleep punch.
Yeah,
that,
oh, bro. I got they don't know I got that mug cocked back. They think I'm sleeping. I'm like I don't know what it is. It's just sense. Like you never had that when you sleeping. And then somebody mm-hmm. like literally my wife can walk up on me and I'll be like I can feel her presence. And I'm like,
yeah,
what's up?
Kind of like you're not completely like in a deep sleep.
Yeah, I'm not deep sleep.
Okay. I thought you meant like a random motherfucker watching you.
Oh no. Just like if you know like say you at your people house. Somebody come mm-hmm. in, you know what I mean? You sleeping, but you could send somebody in the room. So that's like, I know my wife. But I'd be ready, but bro. I'd be ready.
I sleep talk. Like, I talk in my sleep, so.
What? Do you?
Like, if I fall asleep on the couch and my family is in the living room watching something, if they laugh, I'll laugh too.
What? Wait a minute. What?
Or I talk out loud, and sometimes I'll come out of it, and because I'll hear my mom say, "Are you asleep? Talking to me?"
Mm.
And I'll be like, "Yeah, damn, my bad."
I never had
it happen. It happened with Mel one time. Like she was here staying the night, and she left like early in the morning to go get medicine or something, and she came back and was talking to me, and I was like. Did you call Chris? And she said, what? I'm knocked out. Having a full-blown conversation with her.
I think, I know you're talking about, I had that before when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
I think my dad told me, he was like, I think I had to be like, maybe 12 or 13. And he was like, yeah, I'm about to head out. And I was like, yeah, man, make sure you put the boxes up. And he's like, no fucking boxes. He's like, boxes? What? It's like, son, what are you talking about? Yeah, man. Frank said, put the boxes up. Put them up before you go, like that or whatever. And my dad don't make some, he don't make matters matter. He's just like, so Frank told you to tell me to go put the box up. Yeah, put the boxes up. What's in the box? Damn. I don't know. Frank just said you put the boxes up. But if I don't know what's in the box, he literally had a
conversation. He really tried to get to the bottom of right. it too.
What's in the box? Then I blacked out.
Yep, I'm going back to sleep.
He told me that. He's like, yeah, I was actually trying to figure out what you had in the box, huh?
Yep. See, but all of that is cool, but I don't play with people who sleepwalk. You gonna have to
keep that out. I haven't experienced that. I haven't seen anybody that we know of sleepwalk. Because is that true? Where if they're sleepwalking, you're not supposed to wake them up, isn't it?
Yeah, you're not supposed to wake them up. You're not supposed to touch them because they're
asleep. Happen?
Well, what if they're dreaming like that somebody killed them and dreaming like that somebody's trying to kill them and they got to defend themselves? So you put hands on them, they're going to start beating you.
Oh, no, I'm about to. Whoa. You know what? That's a good topic. If they sleepwalking, say if they came in my room and started bothering me, I'm knocking your ass right back out. Why are you sleeping again? I'm not going. That reminds me of, Step Brothers.
Step Brothers? Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
They beat
and the mom was like, you're not supposed to touch him. And look, the dad got his ass beat.
Because the dad didn't have a yop on him. That's why.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't keep that tule on him. He didn't keep the pole on him. You know what I'm saying? Because I would have took the pole from the back end up. Bop! You know what I'm saying? Hit the back of the head. And they would have went down.
You know what I mean? Jesus. I pray that nobody sleepwalks around you.
If you come in the room while I'm sleeping, I'm like, hey, man, what you doing in here? And he's like, I'm like, hey, bro, it's like that. Go back to bed. All right, bro, I'm gonna tell you again. Hey, go back to bed, bro. You know, all right, bro, I'm trying to be nice to you. I'm trying to go to sleep, but you interrupted me.
Oh, my God. You cannot do that.
He's gonna be on the ground. What happened? I don't know, bro. Like, you just fell asleep, knocked out. I don't know what happened. Like, you woke up like this. Well, I'm bleeding out the crown of my head. I don't know.
I hope my nephew don't sleepwalk. That poor baby.
Oh, my God. I hope he don't either, because that'd be weird. Say if I'm sleeping, and he at the foot of my bed, I'm like, hey, bro, you good? And he just not standing. I'm like, hey, fam, you better say something for that tule to come out. You good? You all right? Hey.
You're a monster.
Hey, I got to protect. Hey, man, we've seen so many scary movies out here. We got to be 100% real out here. We got to be ready.
With the kids? Yeah, I feel that.
Hey, shout out to you with these, what's that boy you put me on to?
Corey Kenshin?
Samurai Kenshin, shout out to him.
I love him.
I was watching a little bit of his, I guess like Sunday, he watched scary movies, a scary show clip or whatever.
Scary Sunday, yeah.
And there was a clip, it was two clips that like kind of fucked me up. It was the first clip, the guy woke up, he went to the bathroom. And it's massive. You seen it? You see it or no?
Is it new?
Yeah, it's new.
No, I didn't see it.
But the Madison cabinet was open. Dude cut the bathroom light on. He looked at the shower curtain. Nothing was in there. And then the bathroom light cut off. So he over like, you know, they make it scary. So he's trying to flick the light back on. The light don't come back on. Then he hear a noise in like the corner of the bathroom door. You see a black lonely, black hair, white face, like big eyes ghost. I'm like, oh shit. And the dude, nigga, I would have ran out the house. This motherfucker ran back to the bed. I'm like, nigga.
They always do. And that is so stupid.
Why are we going back to the bed? Let's get out the house. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
But that one was good. Shout out to him. I ain't finished watching the whole thing. Because he had another one that was creepy as fuck. He had somebody did like a reputation of Mario. Bro,
God,
that shit was scary too. I was like, well, not scary, but it was just like weird as fuck.
Yeah, they've been sending him good ones lately.
Shout out to him and his samurai crew. Because he an interesting fellow.
He is. He's funny.
Yeah. Shout out to him.
Yes.
But yeah, man.
But yeah, that was, damn. Hypothetically? Is mm-hmm. that what we, okay.
Yeah, that was hypothetically, yep. Damn.
Little tangent.
Yeah,
that's all right.
It's all right.
Mini tangent. Yes. All right, what we got next? Emotional thought. You want to bring it in?
Oh, did I have emotional thought?
You did.
Was it? Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We were, yeah.
Oh, we were talking about coworkers, I think?
No. That ain't it.
What were we talking about?
You were talking about Nick Cannon.
Oh my God, yeah. Hey, it relates to coworkers, see? Yeah, look, it worked out. All right. So we all go through this, you know what I mean? Last episode I shouted out my father-in-law, Big mm-hmm. James the Third, Big James Words in the Third, or James Words in the Third. And pretty much Nick Cannon recently lost his son that was 5 months to I think brain cancer.
Yeah.
So you know. You know, respect to him and his family. Prayers goes out to
absolutely.
Them. And pretty much it was a scene where he was at work. He was back working again, and people made a comment that was like, "Man, why are you at work and you just lost a kid? You know what I'm saying? A baby at that? You know what I mean?
Yeah."
And some people were kind of like, my emotional thought is, how do you handle with grief? Are you the type of person? It's so many different ways. How do you handle it? How do you deal mm-hmm. with grief or losing someone that you love and care about? And how do you handle that, India?
So, for India? Me, I honestly sometimes I think it depends on the person that that you know that I've lost. But I always try to just go ahead and feel whatever I need to feel because. If I suppress it, it'll come out at the most random times.
Mm.
Like, I could drop an egg on the floor 3 months later and break down crying, you know? So,
like, I try to go ahead. You like the eggs too?
Yes! Yeah. That's really how it happens. So, I definitely try to just, I guess, give myself permission to...
Mm.
have the emotions that I need to. And then sometimes I don't have emotions right away.
Mm.
And I think it could be kind of like because I'm in shock or because it hasn't hit me yet that that person is, that person is gone.
You know what? I'm right there with you. Like, I know, especially like, it all depends on how close we are. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So I know dealing with the first person, like, I lost my dead grandpa on his side. When I lost him, I was like, okay. I was sad, but I wasn't, like, breaking down. You know what I'm saying? But then when I lost my mom's dead, my other grandpa, like, that hit differently. I remember that day. You know what I'm saying? So, mm-hmm. just, like, I broke down at the hospital, and I was good. I got it all out. But then after that, I kind of just I moved forward. You know what I'm saying? Then when I lost my grandma, I was like, I was sad, but I didn't break down until I actually went to the funeral. Then after that, I just kept moving forward. You know what I'm saying? It's like the figuring out that even when I lost my father, my stepdad, my father-in-law, that didn't hit me until shout out to my little brother, James. It didn't hit me until he, like, hey, David, want you to have this, and he gave me a cigar, and I was just like,
yeah.
Damn. You know what I'm saying? Because I was like, I remember it's like, because we had the birthday party at her parents' house, and I get a chance to smoke with him because it was packed in there. I was like, all right, Dad, I got you. We'll hit it up on Christmas or Thanksgiving or something. We gonna smoke a cigar. He's like, all right, yeah, I love that. Cool. And when he gave me that, that's when it hit in my head. I'm like, man, I don't have a smoking partner now. Like, that was pretty much my smoking partner. Like, either sitting by myself, but it was either me and him. Like, I was sitting just enjoying you're his company. And now I don't have that. So I was like, damn. And just dealing with grief in general, like, I always try to keep moving forward. I always try to think of the good things. But I know one thing with me, my wife can attest to this. When I'm dealing with grief, even when I lost my cousin, Letty, I was like, I was, you remember, Boys in the Hood? When Trey was like, "Bring it on, motherfuckers!" Like, done. That was me. Like, I have this habit of, I try to hold back the tears. So I'm over, like, fake fighting myself. Like, "Yeah, nigga, you ain't crying today." Like, now I just, like, kind of just hold my head up to the sky. I'm on my, if you remember the entrance of Pokemon with Ash, like, "I gotta be the very best." And he got his head up in the sky. And the tears trying to jump right there. That's me. Mr. That's me. So I keep my head up. And I'm like, I let that one tear roll down. I don't need a touch. I just let it drop. And I'm like, you good? Yeah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
So, you are hilarious.
Hey, man, you gotta, cause you know, at the end of the day, man, grief comes in so many different forms. Like, you're gonna cry, you're gonna make jokes, you're gonna make dark humor jokes. You know what I mean? And I'm all for it. Like, even, you know, my, like, a little brother, little James, he's making some dark jokes. And I was like,
oh my gosh, he was. And I was like,
yeah. I was like, hey, get him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not about to stop you. Like, I know it's bad, but, like, if this help you degree, go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, grieving is hard, a hard process. But yeah, Nick Cannon, he went back to work because he needed this, because it's pretty much taking your mind off a reality right now. Yeah, what's going on? Because, and then once you go back home, bro, you're in it. You in that shit. You're in the mud of it. So it's like, it's no escape. I can't leave. I'm here right now. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you're trying to be strong for you and in your person who you with, but it's just like, everybody breaks down, man. If you don't, then, hey, bro, more power to you. You must be a monster. You Dexter out of the mug. Or maybe you just don't have emotions like that, but me personally, I'm gonna break down eventually.
Oh, I'm gonna break down.
Yeah, I'm gonna break down.
If I don't do nothing else, I'm gonna break down.
I'm gonna be like old boy from my best man wedding, Christmas wedding.
Oh, Chestnut. Best man holiday.
Yeah, when he was like, she buried him, he was like,
tore him up, and it tore me up right along with him. I was like, damn.
He's like, he good? He's like, yeah. He had to go get his man. So I'm like, hey, man, he broke down. Because once you physically see that person in the casket going down, it's like, bro, I'm not about to see you again. And that's why one thing I think I do cherish that my sister does, like, I got this thing I'll beatbox and rap on the phone and she'll save it. Because that voicemails or those calls or videos, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, people, you know, at first I'm like, I'm still kind of like against certain things, like recording stuff and posting on Facebook, but you can do what you want to do, whatever helps you grieve. But I'm not saying go ahead and record it, but just have it for you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So life is very short. And that saying is real, like really real. I'm like, man. So
yeah.
The grieving process. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I think a lot of people, they feel like there's a stopping point for the grieving process. But I don't really think it is, because sometimes you're okay and then you're just not.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to my mom. My mom, when she lost her mom, which was my grandma. And I was like, I really haven't. And she has. She held that up because I don't see it. Because she was just like, oh, we got to get this and get that. And I was like, and I looked at her, I was like, you okay? She's like, I'm fine. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not going to show me that because she don't want to see it. I'm like, I guess then parents still trying to protect their kids. But it's like, no, let it out. We got you. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
But I agree with you. Everybody handles it differently. But I'm going to break down.
Oh, for sure.
I've always been a crier. I don't give a damn. I'm a crier. I'm a cry.
Yeah, I just try to make sure I know the whole situation and everything. I try not to be like, hey, you okay? Because that's not, And I can't say you're okay, and I can't say everything gonna be okay, because it's not right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm just quiet mode. I'm like, you need anything? You need me to get this?
Right, I'm here with you while it's not okay.
Yeah, right? You need me to grab something? The only thing I won't, hey man, don't. I'll let you snap on me like 3 or 4 times, then after that, I'll be like, hey.
This you only that. Get 3.
Yeah, you only get 3. Shut your bitch ass up! Whoa. Hey, all right, that's 2 right there.
I know you're hurting right now. What the fuck do you know? Hold up.
That 3 about to come up. Fuck you, bitch nigga. Okay, now
we're done.
Now we're done. Now we're done. I'm about to tell you about this show. All right, hold on.
I know you're breathing now.
You gotta get it up. First of all, who you think you're talking to?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah, you gotta do the hand.
What?
That's how they know you mean business.
Hey, this is the tool when you pull it out. What you wanna do, bro? No, it's fine.
Please, not the toilet. Not again.
Hey, put it in their dome too. You think this a game, boy?
Don't do it. Well, they're greedy.
Hey, that's when you want all the smoke. You put it in their head, I will fuck you up, bro. You know what I'm saying?
They gonna be like, my bad.
Oh, I'm done. But yeah,
you're greedy. Crazy.
Yeah, man.
Crazy, but that was a good topic, though.
For sure, man. Nice. I actually forgot about it to you. See, look at my thought process. I thought about it, and I had to go back and get
then it.
It
was gone.
Yeah, it was gone.
Yeah.
It is gone.
You said, co-workers, and I was like, oh, hell. No.
Co-workers?
Look, I'm glad I put it in the little, in our little notes. I said, oh, damn, let me make sure I ain't put the wrong shit.
Nah, you had it right. Good job.
Cool, cool, cool. But yeah, that was a great topic.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving forward. Here we go.
Moving forward.
All right, man. So we're doing this TV show review?
Yes.
All right. Yep. TV show review. Let me pull my... Sorry, guys. Forgive me. So I recently... Well, not recently, but I just started back watching this TV show called Lock and Key. You can catch it on Netflix. It's a Netflix original right now, as they say. Pretty much it's, if you guys don't know, it's actually, based loosely off, well, the book of Stephen King's son. He wrote this book, but I'm just gonna give you a synopsis. Yeah. I ain't know nothing about it. Like, yeah, I don't read books. Not playing. I read. You don't read? Nah, I read. You don't read, bro? Yeah, I read. Nah, so... So it's like a drama series. It's a good show so far. Like, the first season, you got three siblings. You got an older brother, middle sister, the younger brother, and the mom. Pretty much, they lost their dad. Dad was killed in a shooting. And so they ended up moving back to his hometown. So they move in this hometown called a big ass house they own called the Key House. And it's a big ass house, like big ass house. So they move in that house and it starts off pretty much with the little brother start hearing whispers. But the whisper is coming from the keys and these keys have the ability.
The hell?
Yes. It's weird at first. I was like, what the fuck going on? What the fuck going on? Well, get out of this house now. Right. But so his little brother found his key. First, I think the first key was like a anywhere key. So anywhere key is pretty much if you visualize it, you can be at a closet door, you twist that key open, it'll take you to that destination. Which is fucking dope. Bro. That's the power right there. Anywhere key, we out here. India, you can go to work like that. India, no flying. You going to work. We in the hey, I'm in.
I'm a anywhere my ass to another country. Damn a job.
Yo, that's true, bro. Dubai.
I'm going to Greece.
Greece? Yeah. Hey, we out here. Just make sure you ain't going to nobody's bathroom. Oh my God, I'm sorry. You know, but
that's a sure way to end up right in the jail cell.
Right. You better hurry and get up out of it. Hey, let me just go to the bathroom real quick. No, you going to just go.
Okay. The slammer.
Yeah. But Lock and Key, though, pretty much these three siblings discover these keys that have different abilities to grant them whatever they use them.
Yeah.
But the thing, here's the catch. So anybody can use the key, but the locks, like, they pretty much, they have to allow that person to use the key, per se, you know, they can hand it to them. And they end up coming against a formidable foe. Like, it's called the Echo, but that she goes by the name Dodge. Pretty much, she's a demon. And she pretty much manipulated the younger brother. Little kids, bro. Just so gullible.
And I swear.
And this is, and you know the sad part? I'm not mad about it. It's the same kid from It too, the new It movie. That one that got killed. Georgie.
Oh,
he's in
damn.
That. And I was like, bro, you didn't learn your lesson from the other movie? No,
stop it!
You didn't learn? Come on. Nigga, learn, bro. Dumbass. Bro.
You're a jerk,
it's the same setup. You know what made me so mad? Dodge was in the, like, in a well, and It was in a sewer. Like, bitch, do we not know the difference? Come on.
Oh, my God.
Come on, let's get it, you know? So, but season terrible. One was cool. It was a build-up. It broke down what was going on with the keys. They thought they, defeated the baddie, but reality, the baddie died, set them up. They took, she tricked them to think that she was gone, but really, she's not. So season two, which I'm in right now, Dodge is trying to create pretty much an army, and the siblings are trying to stop it. So that's why I stopped there right now. But again, still the little brother, again, still gullible. Don't listen. Like, bro,
you gotta have that one sibling.
Look, you have to. And then you got the sister. The sister is like kind of rebellious, you know what I'm saying? Like, I do what I want, I did it. I'm like, bro, get your shit together. Like, when somebody trying to tell you, it's like they whole family, especially the siblings, when somebody trying to tell them the truth, they like, they don't want to believe it. They like, oh, nah, we took care of that already. I'm like, no, you didn't. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody tell them, like, hey, you need to get rid of all the keys because they not, they're, it's magic keys. So it's like, it's good and bad with magic. And they was trying to explain to him, yo, get rid of all of them. It's not like, it's always going to be somebody out there trying to misuse them. How we know what we're doing. No, you don't.
No, the hell you don't.
You think you do. Watch, you're going to get older, you're going to realize, like, damn, we fucked up. Yeah, man, live your life. I get it, though, because they came in possession with these keys, and now they feel like they can't live without them. That's what it is. And it's just like, and I ain't mad at, like, I get it, because, like, if I had something right then and there, I'm like, oh, man, I can benefit from this. I'm going to take a full advantage. And I get it, but it's just like, bro, like, think long-term what you want to do with the keys, too. So.
Absolutely.
But, just.
It sounds interesting.
It's good. I just gave you a little caption of it. I'm still mad at the little brother from It. Like, he's just so gullible. Watch, he's going to get his arm ripped off from this show like he did in the movie. Oh, my God! No, I'm done.
Okay. You're still, awful. To this day, that was traumatizing.
Yeah, it was. That was some good shit. He fucked him up.
He really did. I was like, damn, y'all went really graphic.
He dragged the body in there with him. He's like, yeah, I ain't done.
Ugh. That was bad.
Even if I got my, I don't know, he's in shock. I would have rolled, like, bro, they're rolling something. Nigga, you just crawling. Roll.
Right, get your ass up. Get up. He took your arm, not your damn leg. Right. Get up.
But, Lock and Key, man, out on Netflix. Season one was all right. You know what I mean? I wasn't like, because I was mad at them. I'm like, they did stupid shit. And season two, I'm still kind of upset with them. The music background is very interesting. Like, they had, the quality is all right. I don't know if they're going to have a season three. We'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Do you feel like season two is better than season one?
Yes, because I'm there. This is one thing I will say from this. Season two is actually breaking down more of the history of the keys, like how they were made, because it's a part of their legacy. So it breaks down why they're the ones that can only hear the keys, because nobody else can hear it. But in their bloodline, if they sit down somewhere, they can hear. They start to hear the whispers. So I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So right now, so it's not bad. It's if you like Stephen King stuff, especially with his son, it's good. I rocks with it.
Okay. What you give it out of a 10?
I'm gonna give it a 6.
Six point five.
Because they be doing dumb shit. Because like at the end of the day, they people trying to tell you something and you're not listening. You ain't listen.
It makes it hard to enjoy a show, though.
Because I'm on the, like, and it's, it makes me frustrated. Like, it's a good show, but I get frustrated because the writers know what they're doing. It's like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Damn. Yeah. Or they planning something and they don't. I'm like, this plan not going to work. Like, in my head, I know it's not going to work, but we do this and we, no. Even when the person you trying to get, it, they already know something is up. It's like, do something else.
It gets frustrating, especially when you feel like it should go a certain way, but the writer's just like,
I'm like, bro, you could have did it like this, but it's all about the writing. It's like trying to make the CB series stretch. And even though, like, each episode, like, season one was 10 episodes, season two was 10 episodes, so it's not really long. And I'm kind of glad that way, because it's not much so much of fillers, but it's like they get straight to the points and stuff of the show. Mm-hmm. But certain episodes, I'd be like, did you really need that part? But okay.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's still a good show. Yeah. But 6.5.
I heard a lot about it.
Yeah.
6.5? Okay.
Yeah. I rocks with it.
All right.
If I'm not mad at the brothers.
Cool. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Now we got our music review. It's a song. We didn't have any album reviews. I don't think any albums really came out like that.
Nah, Dom Rails, the Maestro didn't send us anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this song is called Yams. It's by Masego and Devin Morrison.
Sir.
And this song is my shit.
Man.
I love this song.
Yeah, I didn't. Oof. Go ahead, break it down, dude.
It's really, it sounds like it really sounds old school, like late 80s, early 90s. And I think that's why I like it so much.
Because
literally they're just talking about, like, getting to the money, getting, trying to pay their bills. But it sounds like a romance song.
I'm gonna keep it a bug with when I first heard this song. I heard it during Thanksgiving, so I thought they was talking about candy yams. Trying to get to the yams.
They're eating it in the video. That's what they're eating.
Oh, they got a video?
Yeah.
Well, I just heard the song. Now I gotta watch the video. Okay.
You gotta watch the video because Masego, he makes funny songs. Okay. Like, have you heard Old Age?
No.
He's got Call Me Rennie at, like, the beginning of the song. Like, one of his skits at the beginning. Yeah. I'll have to send it to you.
Yeah, hey, send that Lexi. To me, sis. Okay.
I got it from Lexi. She's
She don't like to share that with me. Okay, she'll... See, you know what it is?
Okay.
She like to keep her friends and her sisters, her husband, separate. Like, this is our moments, then this is her moments, and it's our moments. This is my best friend.
Sure?
This is my best friend. You're my husband. I love you. But when I send her stuff, it's only for her. And then when I send you stuff, it's only for you.
Nah. Well, I'm going to send it to you.
Thank you.
So yeah, I think you would like it. It's him and Sir.
Okay. Oh, yes, Sir. Cocky Sir. Like, I'm trying
to yes. Is that how it goes?
I'm trying to sing the song Sir Way because it's copyrighted. I ain't trying to get sued. So that's how I do it.
Okay.
That's what I do because I don't want nobody.
That's
I'm
smart.
Suing you. Yeah. I tell my wife that she like, nigga, you just don't know the word. Don't slay. I'm like, no.
Damn.
It's a little bit of both. But you know, yeah.
But no, I've been listening to this song for a few weeks now.
Okay.
And I love it.
Dope.
I found it on, I listened to this playlist on Apple Music. It updates like every week.
Oh, okay.
And I found it and I was like, damn, this is a good song.
Dope.
So I like it. How you feel about it?
I thought it was good too. I'm trying to get to the yams. Because when I think of yams, I be thinking, I've got my cocky dude from YouTube to the max. Jacquel. He'd be like, hey, can I get it in yams? Because that's what he'd be saying.
Yeah.
And I was like, I know you're talking about the booty cheeks. You know what I mean?
Right. That's the yams I thought they was talking about.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Please. Oh, God. Why do you like this?
I'm a bad, but yeah, but that song go hard though, because like it does give me like a '90s nostalgic vibe when it was song yeah. going on. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, man,
it's old school.
Hey, that's what like I ain't gonna hold you, man. The '90s to the early 2000s was my like you know, I vibe with it.
I still I think that's my favorite era of music mm-hmm,
for sure.
I agree.
But what you giving it?
An 8.
Dang, you gonna pull a toolie out on me like that? You like, I'll make it 8.
I'm
gonna let that thing ride like the 4th of July, homie.
Who have you become?
Huh? Oh, my bad. hey, my bad, gosh. Man. Bad.
You good. You're good.
Yeah. But I'm going to give it an A too, man, because I'm just trying to get to the games. Hey, Chris, there
so
you go.
Glad.
Tell Chris that's the capture. I'm trying to get to the games.
Oh, yeah. That's the name of the episode. For sure.
He's like, y'all, wow. Okay.
He's like, what the hell?
The games.
Yeah.
I like that.
I was glad that you said you'd heard it, though.
Oh, for sure. I was going to bring it up. I was actually about to, when I first heard that, you know, how we send each other music and stuff to everybody
in
the group.
Yeah.
I was about to send it, but I was driving. I was like, I don't hear but say that to my playlist. Because I was like, it's dope.
It was.
Because, you know.
It's a good.
I am very, very picky when it comes to music. It's so hard. It's so hard. Here we go.
You are the most random person I know. You just be bursting out into songs.
I just thought they'll let that out. Be like Jacquees, you know.
Oh, and then we're done.
And we're done.
End scene.
So, all yeah. Right. 8.
Yeah. 8.
That's it?
Yeah, that's 8. It. That's all we have for y'all this week, y'all.
Yo, me, India, we out here, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? 10 toes down. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You
know, all right.
You know what I mean? Episode 133. I'm glad y'all enjoyed the show. You know what I'm saying?
Because
it's a show when we come on here. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Talk your shit, Mr.
You know what I'm saying? Come see us. You know what I mean? But hey, man, again, go to the YouTube, subscribe, like, comment. Yo, and we got a mixed community, which, you know, I don't know where y'all been at, but we play at the beginning of each episode. Like Dom always says, the hotline is there. You can call us, text us, and we will play it back. Even with the album song we just reviewed, the TV show review, leave a comment on there. You be like, hey man, I ain't feeling. You know, let us know how you feel. We'll talk about it at the beginning of each episode, how you feel about it. You know what I'm saying? But man, bro, we love y'all. You know what I mean? Appreciate y'all.
We do.
And one thing, if you listen to this podcast, when you finish this podcast, go to one of your coworkers, your family members. Be like, I'm just trying to get to the games. Just say that to them. You know what I'm saying? Put them on.
Please.
They're gonna like, what is
Please.
That? I'm just trying to get to the. Yeah, do this.
Don't. Oh, that sound. I just can't with you. I cannot. I literally cannot. Put them on.
Get to the games. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh.
What we got?
But no. Like Mr. Wavy said, we thank you guys so much for listening every week. For our dedicated listeners, we appreciate y'all. Like, comment, share, subscribe on the YouTube channel. We hope you guys like our new episode drop day.
Yeah,
Wednesday. Yeah, let me get you through the rest of the week. Uh-huh. So. Thanks for listening. We know it's a little short this week.
Hey,
but
man. It's all new.
It'll be all three of us next week.
Yeah.
We got y'all.
Man, India got her work cut out for her. PR, for sure.
Yeah.
See, I kept it down here. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't bring it up.
Oh, wait. Yeah. On the last episode, Don was...
No, we did all right. I don't know.
I'll be listening.
Yeah.
I didn't have time. I didn't have time this week.
It wasn't that bad.
Hell no.
They know
it wasn't. Brought it up 3 times.
Nah, it ain't that bad. You know what I'm saying?
Tonight.
The same, hey, get to the games. You know what I'm saying?
That's gosh. All. You're crazy.
But we're going to keep right. it. We're going to keep it cordial. It's your... Not playing. It's your girl.
India. It's your boy.
Mr. Wavy Willis. Look, I said my name right the first time now. Look, last...
You did. Know. We was all fucked up.
We was all over the place, but mm-hmm. we here, man. We finished strong, you know what I'm saying? We gave y'all a little dose of good little mix of motion. You're going to be driving home in your car, but hey, nigga. I can't do it like Melanie, but she kill it. But just, hey, get to the games. You know what I'm saying? But okay. Hey, I'm going to let you guys catch Ray from Dom, idiot.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Stay dangerous.
Got me laughing. I think I'm choking.
I'm choking.
This podcast, yes, the one I've chosen. Diamond wavy, always freaking joking. Turn the speaker way up, it's mixed emotions, and it's true. It be a whole lot of topics, and however they be feeling, yeah, you know they're gonna drop it. So today, maybe they feel some type of way, but with wisdom and experience, a lot of things have changed. Mixed emotions.